D-Toid's 100% unofficial community Australian podcast for Australian people, which I always fuck up that intro, but fuck it! How are you all doing? that's what drinking scotch from six does to you. I am your host for tonight, Puppy Licks. How are you all doing? With me tonight, we have Mr. Dillinger.
How the fuck are we? I'm just stoked that we have a special guest who has a very sexual voice. One day I will find him and rape him, but I'll let you do the introduction.
All right, we also have Dan Meskin with us.
Yeah.
How you doing? And as our special guest for tonight, it's a very special occasion, we have a fellow Aussie D-Toider, Ali D.
Okay, the new.
What?
That's what people expect Scottish people to say.
You're Australian, you're not Scottish. What are you talking
about? I know. I try and adapt, and it just doesn't work. You just won't let me.
They're holding you back, man.
Yeah. I mean, I almost got assaulted by kangaroos on Sunday night. I mean, come on, how more Australian can you get?
Is that better?
Yeah, I was walking the door. My wife had people back from work, and they were all like causing all this noise in the house, and they were all having a bit of a mini party. And my dog was going bonkers outside barking, and I was just like, well, shit, you know, our neighbors are going to get really pissed off. So I decided the dog, I'm going to go for a walk. Now, I was telling you guys earlier on, I live right at the very north of Canberra. So there's a location for you. And I'm right by the fucking, you know, farmland and wilderness and what the fuck else is there. And I take my dog out for a walk, and I end up walking at the very north of the suburb, and then I just stop and look, and there's just a kangaroo just watching me from the side of the road. And I'm just like taking the dog, I'm like, okay, well, we're gonna go in a different direction now. And the dog's like just walking, and then it stops, and then it turns around, and I'm like, oh my god. And I turn around, and I can't see anything, because it's like it's 12:30 at night, and I can't see shit. And then I'm like, okay, well, we're going to walk a little bit faster. And we're trying to get to the houses. And then we keep walking, and the dog stops again and just slowly turns around. And I'm like, oh, this is getting too much for me. And I'm just like, okay, let's just run home.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. See, that's the worst story ever, because now anyone's going to listen to this and go, oh, you do have fucking kangaroos in your backyard.
Yeah. Tampa, not Melbourne.
Yeah, we've been trying to lead people astray for the last four episodes.
but it's like people will be going, like, most Australians will be going, ah, you're just a complete big pussy. I mean, you know.
You're not even from Australia.
He's a shitty character. Did you know he's not even from this country?
Oh, shit. Well...
All right.
So that's us. How's everyone doing?
Good. Very good.
Yeah, good.
We're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
We're doing actually.
Number five. Big number five. Wow.
Yeah, I'm
can't believe we've made it this far.
Stoked. I mean, you know, I declared bankruptcy the other day, so this is actually quite a good, you know.
Well done.
With that.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just thought I'd share that with you all. It's such good
It's something you absolutely greeting. You want the greetings card industry to have something there. He goes, well done in declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah, like, it's all up from here, man. That's it. You can only get better. Yeah.
It's like, they're missing an opportunity here. This current financial crisis.
No, that's it. It's going to be happening. Like, everyone's going bankrupt. Now's the time to do it. You make your own money by happy bankruptcy cards.
Yeah. There's an opportunity there.
Yeah, your life's in the toilet, your business is completely collapsed around you. You know, a card is exactly what you need. That'll make everything better.
Right.
Card with a $50,000 check inside.
I was going to say, you always get money in cards, right?
Yeah, exactly.
you'd hope so.
Well, Mr. Dillinger, you may not have any money, but one thing you do have is games.
That's
so
right.
So, what have you been playing this week?
They said eight.
Well, over the past week.
I'm pretty sure I had a miracle cure for that. But anyway, moving along.
Took a pill and it's all right now.
That's right. I've taken many, but we won't get into that. All right?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C, that's what I meant. But I've been playing. I actually went to EB, picked up a few games off cheap because I actually work there now. And please don't kill me, people. I know that you guys hate GameStop, but who bought out EB, but what can you do? I work there now.
Did they buy them out, or is that just I think what they have to be called in Australia?
Either way, they're part of the same conglomerate thing. Mm.
But,
they're the devil!
It all goes to Ted Turner in the end.
Save
the environment, I'll fucking kill you!
What I've been playing lately is I played Command & Conquer 3 on Xbox 360, and I just can't get into the flow of playing a real style. It just doesn't work for me. I've just always done it on PC, and no matter what I do, no matter how many times I play it, there's just so many different things you have to remember, like double clicking to, you know, like double hitting A or double tapping your right stick and shit to like select different units and stuff. It's just fucked. So I'm gonna say it's a big suck dick shit failure. Okay. But other than that, it's
a bigger failure as you can get.
Yeah, it's like almost as big a failure as me declaring bankruptcy in a podcast.
Well done.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, we'll leave the fail for the failcast and just, you know, we'll just talk about video games.
Cool.
Dan Maskin, what have you been playing over the last 2 weeks?
Team Fortress 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Completely addicted. Like, I have not really shunned, but we never had a good enough internet connection, so I couldn't play it on the Orange Box very well. It always dropped. I could never find a game with a decent connection at all. FDSL 2, and I'm not even playing it on console now. I downloaded Steam. I played it over the free weekend with the spy update and the sniper update, and it's fucking amazing. Plus, all the people at work, everyone's downloaded it as well, so now our lunchtime ritual is not Street Fighter anymore, it's now Team Fortress 2, and we get like 12 people playing, screaming at each other across from the office. I love it.
I hate your work.
Yeah, no shit.
You get to play Team Fortress and Street Fighter 4 on your lunch breaks. Yeah. What do? I get to walk down to fucking Melbourne Central and dodge old people.
Is everybody aware of what you do for work, Dan?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
He works for some unnamed developer that we're not allowed to talk about.
That's right. Hey, someone's been listening in. Good to see you did research before you jumped on board.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. He's like, he knows everything we're all about. Ah,
it's almost like...
What were you saying?
Well, sorry, you dropped out there.
Oh, no, I was going to make a joke, and then I realized when it went silent, I thought, wow, I just made a really shit joke.
Saved by the bell.
Thank I was just like, oh, thank God for that.
I mean, thank you, internet.
thank you, Skype. No wonder Oprah loves you so much.
That's awesome. It'll just detect a shit joke and delete it straight away.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So what have you been playing lately, LED?
I too have been playing pretty much nothing but Team Fortress 2. I've been enjoying the new update. I like the new payload maps. I'm just a bit bummed that they've removed the unlocks from the actual achievements, because I managed to get like 7 achievements in the first day for the sniper, and I never go the sniper because I'm just shit at it. But I had a look at some of the achievements. I thought, okay, well, I can maybe get them, and I managed to get like 7 in like 2 days. I've been getting a couple of random drops. I got the Uber Saw, which I've already got, so I don't really kind of give a crap.
Oh, the medic one?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the drops can be weapons that you've already got, so there's no actual point in picking them up.
Yeah.
So you can be sitting there waiting for fucking hours and hours and hours playing, trying to get, just say, the shotgun for the scout.
Yeah.
And then you'll get, like, 12 axes and 7 sniper rifles that you've already got.
Yeah, But I've seen some of the cosmetic upgrades. You know how there was all this talk about the hat slot?
Yeah.
I've seen people with some quite fancy hats. The spy has quite a fancy trilby.
Yeah.
Very sharp looking hat.
That suits him pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, so the update's already in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It went live over the weekend as well. And
they just didn't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, it was like
It was the free weekend. The start of the free weekend. Yeah, just everyone's games went from there. I'm playing on the my ISP's internode, and they do their own gaming servers, which are really good, pretty reliable, and they actually have 32 player servers.
Okay.
And they've got payload maps on them, plus also a community map called Hoodoo. They've just added that to the rotation, so that's been a lot of fun over the last couple of days. And I was saying earlier on, I was playing Killing Floor as well over the last 2 weeks. It's very good. It's good for how much you pay for it. I mean, I pre-ordered it and got it for like $10, which is pretty reasonable for the game.
That's the same. I mean, when you're paying $10 for a game, you really can't complain at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's... It's really good for what you pay for. I mean, it's a glorified mod. The gameplay is nothing amazing, but it's because it's co-op, it's a lot more fun when you've got two, maybe three more people. And, you know, I'm hoping that me and the guys I know here are going to have a LAN party soon, and, like, we get six players on, you know, Killing Floor, and I'm sure we're going to have a good time with it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, sorry, on you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've heard about Killing Floor... that it's not cooperative in the sense that Left 4 Dead is, where you're not supporting each other. You're like, if you're good enough, you could probably play that on your own and get to a certain level. It's just you'll need more than one person supporting you just because of the sheer numbers of enemies coming at you. It's like nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, I think the tactics that I've been seeing, that we've been doing, me and the guys I've been playing with, is kind of like find a kind of safe spot in the map, put your backs up against it, whittle them all down. There's one map where you've got there's a chopper's crash landed by this kind of country mansion, and actually you can get inside the chopper, and you've got just this corridor in front of you leading out of the chopper, and you can just wait for them all to just funnel in there. And if one guy's got like a flamethrower or something, you're for the first like four or five waves, you're easy to just pick them all off. So like, you don't have to revive your friends, and you can do things like heal them. There is a medic kind of class perk that you can get. You can also do things like whale door shut to kind of like funnel the kind of zombies in through certain areas.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's not as cooperative as Left 4 Dead. I don't think it's as good as Left 4 Dead as well. It's definitely not as polished, but it does offer a different type of gameplay. It's more shooter heavy. It's much more shooter heavy. You'll find like things like ammo drops around the level. You get like big fuck off guns as well. You've got like dual wielding hand cannons and shit. So
it's not as much about survival. It's more just killing as many things as you can.
Yeah, that's it. It's just laying waste. I mean, you'll get something like 75 to 100 zombies in the first wave. Just go up and up and up. So yeah, it's just about mowing them all down, which is, you know, always fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Serious Sam was good, and that's all that was.
Oh yeah. And there's one thing else I've been playing. I've just been playing some more Defense Grid, The Awakening. That's another game that was on Steam a couple of weeks ago for a weekend offer for $5. And
okay.
I look at my Steam friends list, and just everybody has been playing it, and everybody's got something like, you know, 20, 25 achievements within like the last week. You know, you go to the community tab, and it's just like, you can get like an achievement for just starting the game, and then you just look at your friends list, and there's like 30 achievements underneath them, and it was all like the first day that they played the game. It's unreal. But yeah, again, it's just a tower defense game, but it's $5, you know what I mean? And it's you can't go wrong when you're selling games like that price, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like my brother-in-law went and bought like one or two copies and just gifted them to other people, because you could buy you could buy 7, 8, 9 copies for the price of like a brand new game. It's great value.
That's awesome.
Stuff. Yeah, I gotta say, like, Steam is, I've never been a big PC gamer. Ever since I got the Xbox, I've always thought consoles had the major advantage. But now I've downloaded Steam, my computer's running these games fairly okay, like Team Fortress runs pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to see the benefit of it, especially when they have these deals, like they'll get an older title and cut it to half price for a few days, so if there's something that you've kind of forgotten about, they bring it back to your attention, you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to play that, and
yeah,
you just download it and enjoy it, and everyone else is playing it. You got your friends list, just like Xbox Live. You can buy all the arcade titles, which a lot of the time are coming out on PC as well as Xbox Live. It's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, it's and you've got stuff like all these indie titles like Audio Surf. You've got Braid coming out on it as well.
Yeah, I saw Crayon Physics Deluxe.
Yep.
That's on there as well, and I've been waiting to see that for a long time. So fork over the money and check it out.
Yeah,
sick.
It's pretty good. I mean, you're just giving all these developers all this chance to play it, to get all these games to people. And, you know, if you were in a shop and you saw this kind of, like, crappy, like, box art for, like, $20, you might be like, eh. But, like, you know, you put it online for download for, like, 20 seconds for, you know, 20 seconds? What the fuck?
20 seconds, go!
20 seconds, you've got to buy it now or else you lose it forever.
Loading. Fuck, yes. It's over.
Like, yeah, you put these games on for like $5-$10 and you should be making a killing.
Alright.
So, James, what
have you
what have you been playing?
Christ. Hello.
Alright, I'll make this quick. Yeah, basically ever since all the hype came out for the Team Fortress update, that includes the new Meet the Spy video, which is fucking fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Love that fucking video.
Now he's here to fuck us.
Listen up, boy. Otherwise, pornography starring your mother will be the second worst thing to happen to you today.
Nothing funnier than a Scottish person pulling off a French accent.
Yeah.
Scottish accent, he's still there.
I sound like some stoned Spanish person.
Well, yeah, so I started, ever since that came out, I've been playing Team Fortress 2 on the 360. And then Dan Maskin, the lovely chap that he is, sent me a free 3-day pass to try Team Fortress 2 on Steam. Since I thought that my shitty-ass laptop would never be able to run it, I never bothered. But I tried it out, and it actually works. So I've just started playing Team Fortress through the PC now, through Steam. Say, there's a giant difference. Like, I thought it was acceptable, you know. I'll just be happy with the 360 version, but yeah, now playing on the PC, it's like, nah, I can't go back. I'm just missing out on so much.
Hats.
It's like Melody Stacy. She has a new hat. I have to have it.
So, what's everybody's favorite class to play as on Team Fortress 2? Since we're all pretty stoked on it.
Team Fortress Fap Weekend.
So yeah, I'd say it is the Team Fortress Fap Weekend. So let it rip, guys.
Pyro.
Yeah.
I like to boil the piss in someone's bladder.
I've always enjoyed playing as an engineer. Like, always. Still love playing as the engineer.
I find, especially when you're on offense, the engineer is the unsung hero, because if you don't build teleporters, then there's no way you're going to win, because you can't get people to the front lines quick enough. And, like, I'll find that if no engineer just to build teleporters, not to build, like, a sentry gun or something, but when you get those level 3 teleporters up and you can just swamp the defense, then, you know, and no one says, oh, yeah, good work there making up a teleporter so we can all win. You know, it's just kind of accepted as a given. But, yeah, the engineers are the unsung heroes.
That's when you get angry and set up a teleporter directly in front of an enemy turret. Say, fuck you guys.
So, level 3 teleporters, that must be something that's on the PC version that's not available.
PC, you can upgrade the dispensers and the teleporters to level 3.
What the fuck am I doing playing it on Xbox then? For fuck's sake, it just sounds like I'm missing out. Fuck you all.
Yeah, level 3 dispensers are like the best fucking thing ever. Because you just stand beside them, it heals you pretty much within a few seconds, and it pulls all your ammo up within, a couple of seconds, and then you're sorted.
That's it. You just, like, run up to it and then just fuck off again. You're sorted, not like the level 1 dispensers.
The engineer never got an update, did he? Not yet.
Yeah.
See what his update would be. It'd have to be some kind of new device or new turret or new machine, and it'd be fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that'd be fucking interesting for sure.
I want to see a turret with a flamethrower built into it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Or maybe a turret that can, like...
Do you know what I reckon? I'm just going to throw this out there. I reckon one of his new things will be a spy detector.
Spider detector, yes.
Yeah, imagine that, like a beacon that within like a 10-meter radius detects if any spies are in the area. Yeah.
Or just like
sets off an alarm.
Yeah, or like nullifies the disguise or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Yeah. Also, if they when they do the update for the Demo Man, have they?
They haven't done it yet.
I remember playing Team Fortress back when it was on Quake, like Quake World Team Fortress, and he had a debt pack.
Debt packs. Oh, those things were so fucking devastating. It was awesome.
Yeah, so I'd love to see that. Something where you can actually place a large charge, hide it down in their base, set it for 10 seconds, and then it blows up in a 15 to 20 meter radius when it goes off.
Yeah,
just kills. Only another debt man can try and defuse the bomb.
Mm.
That's awesome. Those are so good. You just sneak in and just hide it somewhere and just walk away and no one's the wiser.
Yeah, so Valve, if you're listening, which we know you are, there's recommendations.
Because, I mean, they've still to do the engineer, they've still to do the demo man, and they've still to do the soldier as well.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be it, won't it? Yeah.
Pretty much. And they've still got to do, like, two... Like, they haven't done meet the medic and meet the pyro yet.
That's true.
What do you think medic's going to get chucked onto it?
What?
Oh, the medic's already got an update.
Yeah, the medic was one of the first people to get an update, I think.
What's his update?
Yeah.
You got the Ubersaw.
Chris Creek.
It looks like his medical saw, but it's like a big-ass hypodermic needle attached to it and everything. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, if you tell someone you get an Uber charge in your meter.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The alternate to the Medigun was the Kritzkrieg, which is just absolutely awesome. If you're a heavy and someone Kritzkriegs you in a really enclosed space, then it's just, I think I got like 12 kills in one life on one of the payload maps, just in the tunnel, just because this guy just went Kritzkrieg me and just everyone on the car just fell like flies. It was really awesome.
Oh, very well. Well, cool. All right, well, I think we'll just move on to some of our topics now. Just want to talk a little bit about, well, you know, since the Team Fortress 2, the Spy got his big update and everything, they got me thinking how the Spy, he's pretty much, at the moment, he's probably the most well-known game character out there. He's the Spy. Not the Spy. I want to talk in the fucking... Oh, for fuck's sake.
Get him a knife, people. Do him a favour.
Put him out of his misery.
Derp, that's it.
Talking about the sniper.
No, I'm talking about the spy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No,
please continue.
He's a French-Australian, in case you didn't know.
He's like LED in a sense. Like.
Yeah, pretty much. confused about his whereabouts.
I'm very confused right now. All right, well, as I was saying, the sniper is probably one of the most recognisable Australian video game characters around at the moment. I just want to talk about, just some of our favourite famous video game characters that are obviously Australian, if there are any.
Oh, there's a few.
Well, such as?
I know you've probably got a list. You've probably got some put aside already. The only one that springs to my mind is... that anonymous Australian soldier from Halo.
Oh, fuck yes.
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 You don't know who he is or what the fuck he's doing, but you'll be riding along and out of nowhere you hear, "You bloody aliens!" Shit, it's Master Chief.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, anytime you're with any other soldiers, the Australian accent always comes out. So he's a recurring character. He's in Halo 3 as well as Halo 2. And, I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I want a name. I want a purpose. I want to know what he's doing. And I want to... But all I've got is just bloody aliens.
that made my day when I heard that. Oh, it just made Halo just so much more entertaining for me.
Yeah, it's just so random as well. Like... as far as I know, no one working on it, no one major is Australian. So they just said, yeah, fuck it. Put an accent in there.
Awesome. Well, what other Aussie game characters are there? Like, the only other one I can think of right now is, like, there's Jeffrey from Virtua Fighter.
Oh, yeah, he's an
Aboriginal fella.
He looks more Fijian.
Yeah.
Apparently Aboriginal.
Yeah, apparently he's Aboriginal, but yeah, he does look like a big Samoan dude or some shit like that.
He doesn't talk like an Aussie. He doesn't talk like an Aboriginal.
No, he just talks like what the Japanese think a big angry black man would talk like. He's like, I'm gonna beat you up!
Have you seen the clip from the... series, and it's one of the early ones. I don't know if it's the Spider-Man one, but it's got Wolverine in it, and he speaks with an Australian accent in it.
Really?
Yeah. There's a clip on YouTube, and I saw it recently, and for some reason they just have Wolverine as being Australian. And it's like,
oh wow,
what?
Yeah, forget that he's Canadian. No, Canadian, Australian, it's all the same, you know. Yeah,
it's a country that Britain had some kind of involvement with. Because I mean, that's the thing. It's like when you watch when I watch the Simpsons episode that where Bart goes to Australia, it's like I'm sitting there going, all these Australians just sound like Cockneys.
Oh, yeah,
and that's how, like, you know, Americans see Australians. It's like, you know, you all talk with that kind of funny British accent, and I'm like, that's not right, is it?
Yeah, no. I thought, yeah. I was really pissed off when I watched that episode of The Simpsons. I was tempted to actually write a letter and actually somehow put it so, like, when they open it up, it'll jump up, he'll jump out and fuck them in the ass, because I just hated them that much. But yeah, sorry. I just
find it funny that as many racist jokes that you come out with, some other TV show or some other thing makes racist jokes about Australians and you get offended and decide, I'm going to write a letter
with a rapist in it, all right?
Angry email. Start a petition. Start an online petition. That'll sort your problems right out.
Ah, fuck it. How long has it been since they fucking did that episode? I think a few.
Yeah, at least long enough for me to forget and not care.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's like 10 years ago, but I'm thinking... what was it? A guy at my work said, you know, institutionalized racism. It's okay when everyone else does it.
Oh, shit.
But one of the...
that Telstra boss.
Oh, but he...
Sol Trillo.
What happened? He lost his shit because someone called him Amigo?
Nah, what?
I heard that.
Nah, he basically accused Australia of being racist because in the media they constantly made jokes about the fact that he was Mexican, made references to sombreros and ponchos, and when he left the country, Kevin Rudd said adios. And he's like, fuck you guys, you're all racist. You've done nothing but pick on me because I'm Mexican. I was like, hey, we're just making jokes, man. We're just kidding. You just can't get that sense of humour.
The weird thing is, like, I've worked with people in Canberra that talk, they refer to Victoria as being Mexico, and they refer to Queensland as being Canada. And I'm like, so what does that make us, Americans? And then they just go, oh, right.
Oh, shit.
Just like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather be a Mexican.
You're like Hawaii. You're like this little... like Iceland area.
and if that's New South Wales, then Canberra's obviously Alaska.
What I don't understand is that it's Canberra making these jokes. I mean, Canberra's a roundabout and
yeah,
not much,
much
else. It's the world's biggest roundabout, don't get me wrong, but it's still a giant roundabout.
Yeah
they've got a lot here. And when you're driving about the place, I never realised that you had to use roundabouts for overtaking people, because that's what people seem to do here. I'm just like, I just want to go use this to like go straight on, and then just some bogan twat and some sports shoot will just take me on the inside.
Ooh, whoa.
It's just like,
oh,
man.
Shit.
yeah, that's how it works around here. That's the road rules completely.
Yeah. They're not really rules, they're more suggestions.
Yeah. Pointers.
You got suggested speeds, you got suggested tactics for turning and indicating and overtaking and stopping at red lights, etc.
Yeah. The red light means just a few more seconds, and go.
Go.
Cool. Any other Australian characters we can think of?
Apart from Ty the Tasmanian Tiger, but fuck him off.
Hey, yeah, what about...
what's wrong with him?
He's a bloody... shit, that's what he is. He's a bloody Tasmanian Tiger that throws boomerangs at people. For fuck's sake.
No wonder they went extinct.
Yeah, and he's wearing a fucking slouch hat as well. Like, how could you make him any
Taz Devil, like, from Fucking Looney Tunes. He was in his own series of games on the Mega Drive. He's an Australian character. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Technicality. Yes.
Well, I mean, technicality, then you've also got Knuckles the Echidna.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there now, aren't we? We're going places. That fucker can climb walls. You know, I'll tell you a fucking story quickly. When I was a kid, I always wanted Sonic to have a fucking sidekick. And I've always dreamed to be Red. It was meant to be a chick. Now, I don't know if Knuckles was a fucking chick, all right? But even so. I drew him exactly the way they fucking released him. And that was, I drew him about a year before they actually released him on the fucking game. Now, I reckon somewhere above the sky, Sega has a fucking satellite honing in on all these fucking kids looking for ideas. And that's how they knew of how to make Knuckles the Echidna, because it was my idea.
So how come they haven't made a decent game since?
Because I haven't come up with any ideas.
That's a problem.
So, like, that you are the sole person responsible for the failure of the Dreamcast?
Oh, man, let's not get into that. Shit, and I'm sorry for that, all right?
I think what happened was they stay focused on the kids that were around about in the 90s and the late 80s, and then eventually those kids grow up to be pissed teenagers. And then grow up to be pissed adults. And it's just like, and all they were just doing is just recording all these teenagers' drunken ramblings and good idea for a game. Let's put Sonic with King Arthur. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Let's give him a fucking gun. And then another one with a sword. No. Then another one. Fuck it. Let's have him pick up the main chick who's a human. Yeah. That totally works.
They must have been listening to a bunch of Negro crackheads for the later series of Sonic games. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be racist, but yeah, it has to be the only way. They've got a black Sonic version of Sonic the Hedgehog walking around with guns. I mean, what is this? What is going on? What the fuck's happened? All right, now quickly move on before I actually start getting real racist.
Well, I think that's it. I think, apart from the snipe, I think the greatest, we can agree, the greatest Australian video game character is Knuckles, just for the sheer longevity.
Security.
Well, yeah, I suppose not. Well, we didn't make the connection until you pointed it out, LED. So,
yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I didn't even know what a fucking echidna was. Someone said it's a spiky anteater, and I was just like, all right, okay, Knuckles the spiky anteater. You know, I can live with that.
Right. It works.
Then you see a real echidna, you're like, hey, God, it doesn't have red dreadlocks. What's going on?
He doesn't have a surly attitude.
Or at least in reference to a black person.
That's it. I kicked it and rings didn't come out of it. Oh, what the fuck?
I ran over it with my car. Maybe that's what I needed to do.
Oh, shit. All right. So, all in agreeance, it's Knuckles. He's the winner.
Knuckles is the winner, hands down.
Yeah.
Because I made him.
As much as I love the sniper and his new update with the Girardi, just for the fact
Girardi!
Throw the jar of piss at somebody. Firstly, it's a jar of piss. That's pretty Australian.
It's fucking Australian.
As he throws it, he screams out, Girardi!
And that's the thing. I would still give anything for that to be in the actual sniper upgrade. And people are like, nah, it's not going to happen. I was just like, oh, come on, but a jar of piss.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're telling me that you thought of the jar of piss before it came out?
It was an April Fool's joke. Of a weapon update, and then they made it real, and everyone lost their shit.
I was going to say, man, if he thought of it before it came out, it just proves my...
I'm just taking it from real life, because just people, all Australians just seem to want to throw jars of piss at me. Now, I mean, I just presume that's what you guys do around here.
Yeah, that's what we do anyway.
It's the best compliment you can get, really.
Yeah.
So the theory, the concept of the jar of piss is basically because the sniper has to wait in one place for so long, he has to piss in a jar.
Pretty much.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just want to give a quick shout out as well to one more Australian character. He's new, but he's very unknown. Oh, sorry. He's very sort of underground-ish. Well, not underground, but not very well now known. Saxton Hale. If anyone looked at material for Team Fortress 2, like all the updates and stuff, you'll see there's a company which is called Manco, which is apparently an Australian company which sells all these bizarre weapons and equipment that the characters from Team Fortress use. Now, you look, if you look at the spy update, for example, you'll see this brochure, and it's got a picture of Sexton Hale, the CEO and Australian, as the page says, and he's there in a pair of stubby shorts and a hat and nothing else, looking like he's ready for a fight. Their company slogan is, "We sell products and get in fights." And even all of the like promotional material where you tick boxes and stuff says, "Yes, I'd like to buy this," or "No, I don't want to buy this because I'm so scared. I'm such a weakling." And I think just that whole attitude is just bloody hilarious.
When Valve was returning the letters of people who'd sent in those application forms, they were applying as Sexton Hale.
Yeah, I saw those, and it was like, it was just a kind of one of those dear sir or madam, and then it was, "We are happy, sad, angry," and then it was just like ticking boxes to make this big whole letter. It was brilliant.
It's like, "We apologize to inform you that the current product is out of stock, currently banned in your country." Still being researched.
Yeah, he's another favorite. Just even though he's not in the game technically, I think he's just a great little addition that the Valve have put on to all their promotions. So that's what I dig. All right, moving along. Onto a new topic. Since everybody is talking about E3, since it's almost upon us, everyone's getting excited, everyone's making predictions. Hideo Kojima is pulling his cock and forcing everybody to watch it.
I'm watching it. It's amazing. He's only shown the tiniest tip of foreskin and already I'm salivating.
What's that game you guys are telling me? Something cock or balls?
Yeah, that's Australian.
And that is Australian. Tell them about that quickly. While we're on the topic of foreskin.
That's what Hideo Kojima is playing with us right now. Awful Jim Jam cock or balls.
Oh my god, he is. He is playing.
Basically where you reach into your pants, grab a fistful of junk so only a little bit is poking out of your fist, pull it out of your fly, and then yell at somebody, "Awful Jim Jam, cock or balls," and straight away they have to guess whether that little fleshy part of whatever hanging out of your hand is a piece of cock or a piece of ball.
And if they get it wrong?
I don't know.
You should make them lick it, all right? That's what I'd do, because I'm a sick fuck.
Yeah. That's what Jim is doing. He's like... Yeah. Tease a sight with the thunder and the lightning and the rain, and now in the past day he's pulled it out and you're like, "Oh shit, it's something." It's like, yeah. Cock or balls. It's like, "I don't know." But it's something. And I'm excited.
I don't know what it is, but I like it. I really hate myself for enjoying this.
Alright, but back onto our topic. Yes. Sorry to detour.
Just everyone's talking about E3 and, you know, America, all sorts of countries get their own festivals. America has E3, obviously, and GDC. Germany has Leipzig, even though I don't think it's Leipzig this year. I think they've moved it to a different, like, part.
Leipzig.
Probably. Either
one. It's always Leipzig to me.
Yes.
Yeah. It may as well be.
Tokyo Game Show as well. And what have we got? I don't know if there's anything up in Canberra, but I know down in Melbourne in November we have a little e-games expo, and it is just very, very average. I think because of how late it is might be part of the problem. In November, basically all the hype's done. You're not going to see any unreleased games because they're a week away from
out
release.
Christmas already, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's one in the West Coast. Isn't there one in Perth somewhere?
I'm pretty sure I heard about one in Perth.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%, but I know for a fact that there is one around Perth somewhere.
I mean, Jesus, why would you have it there? It's not as if anyone can get there.
It's not like anybody lives in Perth anyway.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck about Perth. Who gives a fuck about Perth? No one. Sorry, all you guys from Perth. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, it's just so bizarre because there are quite a few game developers here and quite a few of them have made their mark so far. So,
I mean, you've got to go to where the journalists are.
Yeah, true. But right. Everyone goes to Leipzig in Germany, and Germany have banned half the games that are any good anyway. So what the fuck games have Germany made?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Why has Germany got a massive games festival and we haven't?
Yeah, we should. We should get having everyone coming down. We've got beaches, for God's sake.
We've
should have it.
Massive tits. beaches, game developers, and sharks. Fucking Aussie accents, and a Scottish guy in Canberra. What else do people need? Bring your shit over now.
If you're lucky, I'll stab you.
Now that little like audio track, that's our advertisement. All right, we're just gonna come up with some video to it, and at the end, just LED doing a knife action. All right,
lucky. Yeah, like what the fuck? Seriously, we could just have a big expo in Melbourne in about January or something, so the weather's nice, or February, and February'd be better. Everyone can come down; it'd be awesome.
Yeah, because you need something at the start of the year to actually like get yourself kind of prepped. Because I mean, this year was a bit weird with Resident Evil 5 coming out in March, and there was another couple of releases in kind of like March and April, and people were kind of surprised that there were some big name games coming out at that point. So you need something after E3 is done, after Tokyo Game Show is done, you know, at the start of a new year, saying, you know, here's what's coming up in like the first half of the year, because, you know, stuff comes out in the first half of the year just tends to make pretty big waves because there's no kind of competition.
Yeah. Well, shit. Oh, this year was what? Resident Evil 5, Street Fighter 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, well, a lot of it was Capcom, actually, come to think about it. But still, a lot of games coming out that first half. Even now, I mean, June is fucking massive for game releases.
Yeah.
So if there was some kind of gaming convention about March or April, they can cover all these games which are coming out within like 2 or 3 months.
As well, it's just like there's so much PR bullshit that most of, like, there's a lot of games that you want to hear about, but they just get buried under all the big announcements, because I mean, it's the announcements that people remember, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you want to have games that are coming out, you know, you've got games coming out at the end of this year that are probably going to be playable at E3, but unless it's one of the few big ones, you're not going to hear too much about it, and it's just going to get buried underneath all the announcements. So you need something at some point to say, okay, here's us hands-on with this game, here's what it's like, here's a demo, here's your first playable footage. And something at the start of the year could do that, whereas, you know, you leave it all to E3, you leave it all to the end of the year when the games are coming out in, like, you know, a couple months' time, and, you know, you've already got every single magazine's covered it. It's just splurging it all at the one time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, that's what you need. You need someone to organise an event and then somehow bribe or pay off or do something to get a developer to announce something at the event.
Yeah.
Like a game announcement, like Sony coming out and saying, this is our first big, our next big next-gen title.
Also, Quest Cowboys.
Pony Friends 3.
Oh, snap. There we
are. Yeah, a festival to have something exclusive. To have some reason for everyone to turn around and notice and go, hey, fuck, did you hear about the news of that Australian expo?
I mean, Jesus Christ, it's summer down here. There's no Southern Hemisphere games festivals. So, I mean, all the games festivals that are happening in the Northern Hemisphere, it's fucking winter.
Yeah.
You come down here, it's summer. I mean, you go where the fucking sun is.
That's it. Yeah. Then again, when it's summer, you do tend to go outside.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't. I walk outside and it's sunny and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to just burn, you know? What's this big golden thing in the sky?
What's that burning smell?
Oh, it's God. Me, fuck! But it did fall over, and I went into a shopping centre and they were playing, like, you know, Christmas songs, and then I walked outside and this blast of hot air greeted me, and I was like, something's kind of weird about this. It's 3 o'clock. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock. Why isn't it dark already? You know what I mean? But why are my bollocks not freezing off?
I love the way you talk, man. I'm sorry. I just have to say it again.
That's all right.
He's enjoying the sound of your voice.
Indeed.
He's touching himself softly.
It's all right. I'm doing that too.
All right. Well, I better join in. Fuck, I don't want me to log one out.
There we go. Question is just going to start touching me. I'm looking at you, fuckhead.
Hey, me? You know that in, like, as soon as your fucking back is turned, my fist is up your ass, cunt, alright?
That's what true friends are for.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I said when your back's turned, man. And I don't
pretend, but that only kills half of the fun. Anyway.
Video games.
Yes.
I did want to say something else about E3. It's like, I mean, have you seen the announcements that were made today? I mean, we're looking at what, Bioshock 2 release date. We're looking at the next episode of GTA 4. We're looking at, you know, Microsoft new Zune with the Xbox Live connectivity. I mean, this week we've seen the first teaser for Call of Duty 4.
We've got the Metal Gear leak. They've actually started showing, like, faces.
Big boss on it, yeah. It's like...
Big boss and what looks Ryden. Like... Right? No, right. I don't think it's Ryden. I think it's Grey Fox, because he's only got one eye. So it's got to be Grey Fox.
So, I mean, it's like, what are we actually expecting people to talk about at E3 now?
Yeah, they've dropped all the bombs already.
Yeah, it's... I mean... You're looking for playable footage, aren't you? You're looking to see games like Mass Effect 2 playable, maybe even stuff like Assassin's Creed 2 playable, newer games that are going to be coming out this year. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, is it because last year's show was pretty crap? I mean, are people just saying, like, okay, well, what is it to look forward to? I mean, I'm thinking, I was watching the bonus round video on Game Trailers. And the guys on that were talking about how they think all the big three aren't going to talk about games. They're going to be talking about services that you can get through the Sony PlayStation 3, what you can get through your Xbox 360, more stuff like Netflix and things like that for your systems. And it won't actually be as focused on the actual games themselves, which will, you know, be pretty shitty, really.
It's about the games.
Yeah, it's, and I can see... why, like, you know, I mean, people are talking about how, you know, in the States and everything, you can get Netflix. I can see why people like that, but at the same time, if you're not really interested in that stuff, like, you know, here I've got fuck all bandwidth, I can't be rent, you know, downloading HD movies, you know, just to watch or rent, you know what I mean? It's, I need a game that's going to take up a good chunk of my time, and you're not hearing from that from E3, or at least, I mean, hopefully we could be proved wrong. Hopefully they've got like an absolute crap ton of announcements coming up. But I mean, I think I was going to write something up for my C-blog. It's like the only things I can remember from last year's E3 was the announcement of GTA Chinatown Wars, the Wii Motion Plus, which hasn't even come out yet. There was like Final Fantasy. I can't really remember anything else about E3 last year.
Yeah, Final Fantasy was really the only big announcement that everyone didn't expect.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was stuff that we'd heard of or expected.
And Final Fantasy's not coming out till next year, probably. And then you've also got things like Heavy Rain's not coming out till next year.
Yeah. Capcom, they have got another game which they haven't announced yet, which they said they're going to reveal. And they said it's an original, or it's not a sequel, or did they say it's not a remake?
What? Capcom,
yeah.
Yeah, they said it's definitely not a remake. So everyone's thinking either Onimusha or maybe Dynamite. No, they've already announced
Lost Planet.
Lost Planet 2 is already on the
go. This is a game which apparently no one's seen yet, and they haven't announced it yet at all. And they're going to do it at E3.
So either it's something new. They said it's based off a franchise, isn't it? It's off one of their big franchises, and it's not a remake.
Marvel versus Capcom.
Capcom 3.
That would be.
I was just thinking that as well.
Wouldn't that be sick if they actually made for Marvel versus Capcom what they did for Street Fighter with Street Fighter 4? That'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah. Well, they already made Tatsunoko versus Capcom. I just wish
that's getting a re-release. Or at least that's getting an American release, should I say?
Can't.
Yep.
Fuck.
Why the Wii?
I don't know. Why did they do that? I want to.
Because the Wii is making money.
So is the 360 and the PS3. They could put it on all three. What's this exclusivity bullshit? I thought Capcom was past that. You know? Yeah. Capcom like releases on everything. We got Street Fighter, they got Tatsunoko, I guess. Like, we got Street Fighter.
I guess they're wanting more hardcore gamers to actually like jump on board the fucking Wii just to try and skyrocket. I don't know the whole exclusive thing. I've never really gotten it. And I just think it's shit.
I remember all the GTA DLC was announced and people were going, oh, what system are you going to buy it for? Like Grand Theft Auto 4. And I was like, well, I'm going to buy it for the 360 because I only own a 360.
Yeah.
It's like, I do not know anyone who has all three systems. Like, I don't know a single person. And, you know, granted, I don't know a lot of fucking people, but you know what I mean? I don't know a lot of fucking rich people. But, you know, people have got Wiis, you know, I mean, it's good for a fun thing to have around when people are around. But, I mean, yeah, I'm not using mine for games right now, you know what I mean? And I can see why people want the games on it. I mean, I went and bought Mad World. Mad World, it was pretty amazing that it went down in price so quickly. But I mean,
so many people would have bought it and then realized that in the end it is a shallow game, from what I could tell.
It's pretty repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that. I still agree with all the articles that say, like, the commentary in it is hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really funny to listen to. But yeah, it's almost kind of like a 3D Smash TV, and it does have repetitive gameplay. It's, you know, you still got to judge on its merits. I think Mad World's a good game. I don't think it's a great game, but I think it's a good game. Yeah. It's still worth
paying fun
money for, yeah. And I think I got it for like $60 in a store, and that was like less than a month after it came out.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of a shame how, like, you know, the third party games just aren't doing very well on the Wii.
Mm.
It's like, you know, if no one's going to buy them, no one's going to make them, and then we're, you know, stuck with the shovelware.
Sales figures for Mad World. I'd be surprised if it didn't sell reasonably well.
Mm.
Wouldn't be through the roof, wouldn't be a blockbuster title, but I mean, they would have sold decent numbers.
I don't know, man. The Wii console's always been, like, from judging from what I see at EB, and from what I see, like, and I just see a heap of fucking mothers coming in, and a heap of older women for Wii Fit, a lot of all these other, like, games that aren't really games, and also the younger games just for the younger kids. So I don't know where Mad World would fit in there, you know?
And that's the thing. Didn't it get a lot of controversy because the Wii's got this view of, you know, this is the family-friendly console. Yeah. Why are you releasing this game
exclusively? Yeah.
Everyone thought it was like the big family-friendly console, and all of a sudden there's blood and guts on it. Everyone lost their shit.
Yeah, because I mean,
but I bought this for my grandmother, and I fuck you.
I'm gonna chainsaw your face off.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, RC Spotlight.
Jerk off, wank, come, blow in your face, bye. Okay, what? Okay. Next.
All right, Quake Deathmatch, the original, Quake World, Quake, Windquake, all that sort of thing. It was fucking awesome. Agree?
Agree!
Yes.
There we go. That's the
actually, RC. Wait, can we replace the RC Spotlight? I have a genuine point I'd like to bring up, and I've been wanting to talk about it for a while.
All right.
My headset's really quiet. Inverting controls. Inverting the Y-axis.
Yeah.
This is a real sort of, like, a strange division between gamers who play with the Y-axis inverted and players who
fuck
don't.
Fuck inverted. That is
fuck
my opinion.
You.
No, sorry, I cannot up down and it looks up. If I push down, I want it to go down.
No, it's logic. For me, it's logic. You think of it like a joystick. You pull them back, you're leaning back, you're looking up. You push forward, you're looking down, you're leaning forward. Just like a plane. Imagine you've got
a thumb on the back of your head.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's got a thumb on the back of the character's head. You're pulling it back, and they're looking up. You're pushing it forward, they're looking down.
If you push...
I don't think so. I think people graduate from the D-pad. It's left, it's right, up is up, and down is down. Unless you played flight sims and stuff, you wouldn't really use joysticks too much. I know I didn't.
Yeah. I grew up on game pads as well, and I grew up on joysticks playing in the same way. But when I started playing Quake, my friends showed me to play inverted. Like, two people I knew played inverted. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. I got used to it really quickly, and I never really asked why. I just sort of went along with it and said, yeah, this is how it's done.
It just felt
and ever
right.
Since then, I cannot play any game without it being inverted. The camera always has to be down is up for the camera, and up is down.
On a side note, I've been playing Silent Hill Homecoming on the PS3, and there is no option to invert the camera, like the joystick that controls the camera, and that fucking annoys me.
Good.
I'm constantly pressing up, and it's looking up. I'm like, no, idiot.
I don't know. I've always liked having it not in, like, it's always been easier for me just to know down is down, up is up, you know?
Yes. Freak. You're a fucking freak.
That's more my point. Like, people sit here and they'll argue and I'll mention that I'm inverted and they'll call me a nutcase.
if it's that much of a controversial topic, if you are a nutcase, then stab them.
No, there's... My question is, like, at what point does everyone else... Like, if there's any other gamers out there who play inverted, can you recognize the point when you started to play inverted? What made you decide, okay, I'm going to do it this way? when every other single person seems to be, you know, up is up, down is down.
I know. Well, I think it's, the first game I ever played where I had to use two control sticks as controller was Halo 2. And basically you decide from there if you want to invert it or, you know, not invert it. And that, like, that whole controlling side at the start of the game where they tell you, oh, look here for the whole testing thing.
Yep.
And look up, you people push down, or to look down, people push up. Then they guess you're inverted. So that's how you're stuck with it for the whole game. I think that's one of the things that actually... Yeah, but that's how they decide it for you, and you pretty much play it like that.
Yeah. Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
can I get pissy about one thing? I've got to get really pissy. I'm sorry. I was working at EB all day today, and I had a lot of fuckwit mothers. And I don't know if fuckwit mothers are going to listen to this because they're not fucking hardcore gamers. Fucking fat cunts. All right. Let me just state this: when I say that's the price of the game, don't ask me to double check because that's the price of the fucking game. If I double check it, that's going to be the price of the game still. So fuck off.
What you should do is say, that's the price of the game, $89. Can you check for me? Fucking yes, I can. $27.
It just went up.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
Oh, that is brilliant.
That'll stop me from actually calling them fat cars. That's great. All right, yeah, I'm done.
All right. That was a very quick bout of getting pissy. You made it brief. I can appreciate that. All right. Well, shall we move on to listen to questions?
Yes.
Yes, a couple. First one from Hydrotonics. Would you rather volunteer or kill your own mother?
What the fuck does he mean by volunteer?
I was really confused by that as well.
Did he clarify that?
No clarification. Hydrotonics. I think we're all in unison when we say, What?
Well, the way me and my mother actually communicate, I'd probably just kill her than volunteer for anything, because I hate volunteering, because it means you don't either get paid or get the privileges that usually go with it. So, yeah, kill my mother.
Right.
Sorry, LED was going to say something there.
Yeah.
I just got kicked out of Skype there, and I was just like, everyone's gone fucking quiet. And it's just like, do you wish to join this conversation? I'm like, you're fucking right, I do.
Oh, wow. Life is fun.
It's a fickle mistress.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll, a harsh mistress.
Yes, we'll tame this bitch sooner or later.
Yeah.
Dirty whore.
Gaping anus.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Apologize.
Old habits. Die hard.
Right.
Hard cock. Penis.
All right, we have something from the cleaning guy. He wants to make sure that in our Australian characters topic, we cover the sniper. Well, we did that good and plenty, so I hope you're happy, sir.
Dorati.
Oh, he's got a few questions.
I reckon he'd have a jerk off into the jar. They should have some floaties. If the sniper is sitting there for 2 days, he'd have to have a wank. And being an Aussie, he would have a wank. So it would have to go on that jar.
That would make sense, because he'd have to be like shit.
That's right. So I reckon there's some jizz in there too.
All right, official. It's jizz in a jar. He's got a few questions here as well, but we'll just run through these quickly. He says that he's curious to hear our opinions on why Australia doesn't have an R rating for games. Because of one man, Michael fucking Atkinson.
All right.
Next, that's one. Another thing, Cleaning Guy would like us to talk about fighting games in general. All right, we'll just do this quickly. Blaze Blue, fucking pumped for that game.
Do you play fighting games?
Not as much as I used to. One of my mates was like an absolute diehard. He had all of them. But
don't worry, man. LED, I've got my laptop. I'm fully prepared to break it over his head right now.
I was gonna say, like, I'm looking forward to the new Tekken game. That should be pretty good. And I do cut a mean rug on Soul Calibur.
Ah. Nice.
Ever since the Dreamcast version, I've been hooked on that game.
Dreamcast. Yeah. Fuck, every time I hear that, my heart just It just sinks down from its...
Guys, a little inside.
Oh, man. Anyway.
I never played a Dreamcast. Did I have Legend of Zelda on it?
Can we go off the line for just a second while I fuck him up? I'm going to go and have a cigarette and come in, like, put it out on your face. Fuck up.
Well, alright. Basically, Clint and Guy, all the games you've listed here, Blaze Blue, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, King of Fighters 12. Yes, I'm pumped as fuck for those games. And yeah, I'm sure that...
Robot Fart, myself, both extreme sort of fans of the fighting genre. We're not very good at it.
Extreme!
But we grew up together, and all we would do is just play each other on fighting games constantly. We're each other's biggest rivals, so we fucking love fighting games more than anything. Yeah.
Stopped you from bashing the shit out of each other.
And sorry, I probably can't talk a lot about luchadors at the moment because we're running short on time.
Next time.
I'll add some extra chat about it next week.
Next week I'll do a whole episode dressed up as a luchador.
I might do that.
Actually, are we doing the whole swear because we swear a fuckload? And if we do, we have to have a shot next week?
That'll be maybe next week or the week after.
All right, cool.
As in, whenever.
Yeah, but we'll have a no swearing episode. The one that you can show to your mum.
Yeah, that won't be the episode I'm on.
And I'm so glad because I love it when you say fuck. I haven't heard you say cunt, so can you actually do that for me before we finish up?
Hold on, we've got to build this up.
Yeah, no, I need to get into a natural flow. I need to be talking about something and then say it, because like if I just say it by itself, it's not as funny.
Well, you could have just fitted it in there.
You fucking cunt, you bastard.
It's made my night.
See, that's the thing. I just got this racial handicap. You know what I mean? It's like being Scottish means you have to swear, and it means you can't like cricket.
It means that you're always funny no matter what you say, and you can get it being drunk because people won't know the difference. So
as much as you think it's people laughing at you, it's not. It's really people laughing with you. It really is.
It's people laughing towards me.
Laughing around you.
Laughing.
Alright.
Have
a big bellow of laugh.
Let off a hearty chortle.
Just echo out his mouth. People think it's him.
It'll be like a puppet. You can shove your hand up there to control him if you really want to.
Or if I really want you to.
Before you go, I just want to ask, what the fuck is your avatar? Because I keep thinking it's like...
I think I know what this is. This is from Blade Runner, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yep, cool. Hey. I thought it was the bad guy from Blade Runner.
Is that on the Dreamcast?
Fuck away from me. tears in the ocean. Tears and rain, sorry, that's what he says.
Tears
and rain. Awesome line. All right.
I don't think we have many other questions apart from Rab says that he's naked.
Sweet.
That's very good.
As he should be.
So am I.
Ejaculate now.
Woo! And that's about it.
What's the last one?
Knee Bones was going to ask pretty much the exact same question that the cleaning guy asked. So hopefully it wasn't the luchador one because that's what he said. He hasn't said which one it was. Just said it could have been all of them.
Well, yeah, just to reiterate, if you're after having your question answered, just grab the first episode of our podcast, ask the episode one, and we cover all the R18 bullshit in that dates of it so far. But that's about as far as it's gone.
Cool. All right. I think we've covered all the topics and we've answered all the questions.
Cool.
I think we're ready to wrap it up. One extra note, though. I just want to let everyone know, everyone that's listening, I'll no longer be posting up these podcasts on my PuppyLix profile. We actually have a brand new, shiny, refused classification Detoid profile. So just go... I've got it in this recording post, the link to it. Otherwise, just go to... destructo.com/blogs/refused-space-classification, and you will find our latest episode and links to all our past episodes there as well, so you can just enjoy the hotness of our Australian.
That banner header is pretty hot.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with that.
I still haven't seen it.
Just going to show does not do any work when he's at work.
That was some clandestine shit. I had to pull that off at work without anyone noticing, which is pretty hard when I've got a giant sign saying blokes and Sheilas and all that. And that guy there, that guy is Saxton Howell, is what he was talking about. And all the things are skilled in drunken boxing, drunken podcasting, drunken cry fighting, drunken Shaolin knife wrestling, and drunken apology making. All the key Australian skills. So, for all our future episodes, be sure to check that page out. So I just want to at first extend a very warm thank you to you, Ali D, for coming on the show.
Thanks, mate.
No problem, you bunch of bastards.
You're a fucking wanker.
Okay, I will find you and make sweet love to you, you fucking cunt.
All right? Oh, God.
It's been great having a guest on, and you have been quite the guest.
Thank you for having me.
No problems. I think I'll just ask again, too.
Question, were you born in Australia, LED, or...?
No. I moved over almost 3 years ago.
Immigrant. Aren't we all? We're all convicts.
Immigrants. Yeah, we're all immigrants here. It's Australia. Yeah. Right. Thanks. I'd like to thank my co-hosts, Mr. Dillinger and Dan Maskin. I am Puppy Licks. This is Refused Classification, the Australian unofficial podcast for blokes and Sheilas and cunts just like you.
And
thank you very much for listening.
Here comes a funky, cool fucking song.
What? Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Whoa. Then fade the music and backstage.
What the babies? There's blood everywhere.
If you're lucky, I'll stab you.